Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
We have Wayne Marley and his family, and Wayne is actually going to be playing golf with Harry Mays and I tomorrow at Bala, and he donated for that. But last year for Travis Manion Foundation Radiothon 2024, Wayne Marley and company donated $3,000. $3,000 to come in here to a radio studio and observe a show. That is either a wealthy man, a sick man, a loyal listener, or a combination of all three, which I think option number three is the way to go. So it's great to have Wayne in here. I just met his beautiful family. I believe a grandson who is perfectly named. His name is Nick. He's going to be a winner in life. He can't miss. It's guaranteed. So it's great to have everybody in here, and hopefully we get the tour. I know they want to meet Dawn, but I said we have a big three coming up. Yes. Dawn has to get ready for that, and then we'll get to it. They also saw Tony on the live feed here in my studio. So, Bruno, give a big shout-out to Wayne Marley from Florida, if you could.
Wayne, thank you so much. Money well spent, not because you get to meet Nick and go into the studio, but it's better than sending it to a GoFundMe for terrorists. Yes. Yeah, so at least your money went to a good cause.
That's correct.
And we really appreciate it.
That is correct.
Because I'm seeing now there's a GoFundMe for the wife of the Maryland father. It's now almost $200,000 to help the wife in that situation. Listen, people can give money to whoever they want. To me, this is money well spent, and we thank you for your contribution.
Well, we've got him on the microphone. Jimmy Kelly, if you can pot him up, let's get Wayne on the air here. Wayne, thanks again for the donations last year and this year. And give us the backstory, because I mean, think about that. We're now, what, 15 months removed from when you made that donation, and you were going to come in earlier, but of course, Zioli is always sick and not feeling well, and we had to hold this off for a little bit, right?
That's correct, Nick.
Bring it up a little bit closer. There you go. Yeah, get on that thing. Make love to that thing. There you go. Perfect.
My wife and I were originally going to have dinner with Rick as part of the premium. That was the original idea, and we scheduled it. Well, they scheduled it for June, but we had a family vacation that time period, so we couldn't make it. And we got rescheduled with other people who couldn't make the original date.
Yeah.
And I was getting ready to leave the house at 3 o'clock because it's about an hour ride to where we're going to have dinner. And I believe Sonia called me and said that Rick had some shingles. And I said,
Rich Zioli had, this is Zioli?
Yes. It's Rich, by the way, not Rick.
Oh, Rich Zioli. Yeah, Rich had shingles.
Although I like Rick Zioli too. Right? I think it'd be his alibi.
I think they're both pretty good.
He's a little nervous, you know. It's not.
Would you say shingles belong on a roof?
No.
I said, yeah, shingles should belong on a roof.
Oh my goodness!
And so Rich had an issue, and then we rescheduled the next date, and that's when he had his foot
surgery,
the bunion, from hell.
Well, the sepsis.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And I had been out of town. I was on a 2.5 week golf trip out west.
Nice.
Living my life.
Yes.
Life I should be living.
Well, it's a lot easier once you're retired and you have a supportive wife.
Right. And you were a dermatologist, correct?
Correct. Yes, I was dermatologist, practiced for 35 years. First one in Bucks County, was a Mohs surgeon. I did skin cancer, and then five years ago, my daughter Daria, who's here with us today.
Yeah.
She took over.
Yeah. See, I mean, when you're a dermatologist, you can take 2 week golf trips, right?
See, I wish I was in the studio.
Not
today
as a dermatologist.
I have a rash on my chest, and I have to see a dermatologist.
Well,
why don't you just take your shirt off right now, and we can
get two opinions for the price of one.
Yeah.
Can we get a little music?
I don't know if this is eczema or
We got to get Tony. Let's get Tony on camera here.
Can we get a diagnosis? Can you zoom in on that?
Bruno's got his shirt off, and it's not live.
In the middle of my chest, here, I have like, I don't know if that's eczema or what's the other thing that's,
what is it called?
I don't think it's not STD.
No.
Is Robin there keeping control of things?
No.
Yeah, Robin's in the Robin, what did you say it was? We're trying to die. I have to go to a dermatologist down here.
Take your shirt off,
Tony. There it is. I'm not all the way off.
You see that?
See it? It's like a rash right here between my breasts. What would you diagnose? Is that eczema?
I take my shirt off
when I'm out in the sun.
I'm retired. My license is no longer active. I used to have a Florida license a long, long time ago, but Yeah, I think you got the right idea.
This is better than calling WebMD. See it right there? Look at that.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I'll play doctor on the radio. Yeah. That's a little atopical dermatitis. Yeah, go to your local Walgreens, get a cream, and stop crying about it.
I got all kinds of cream. I put it on every... No, I don't have a rash below like Detective and Deuce Bigelow. No, I don't have that one. No, we're not looking at my nip. Men, you're allowed to look at men's nipples.
Yeah, I've seen enough of your nipples. Put your shirt down.
Okay, I just want, since a dermatologist, I know you're not licensed in this state, as what's-his-name says on the commercials, right? I'm not licensed in your state.
Yeah. That's true.
Psoriasis. Robin says psoriasis.
Yeah.
I say chest? Eczema.
Well, you know,
eczema
is a big
genre,
category.
Right? Yeah.
It's like automobiles, and then you're looking for a little subset. So
yeah.
You're on the right track, you know, but if you tried over-the-counter remedies and they seem to have failed and you're still bothered or Robin doesn't want to get near you either, then I would say it is time to call for help.
So you focused on skin cancer.
Yeah, I have to go get a dermatologist. Like, I've had like every – the only doctor I don't have here is a dermatologist, but thank you. I appreciate this.
There's lots of them in Florida.
Robin's saying psoriasis. She's saying it's not mold. It is –
Well, psoriasis and seborrheic dermatitis are on the same spectrum. I did a lot of research in that back
in the day. If I was a dermatologist and went to school for that, I would have been like Dr. Pimple Popper. I would have just been doing cysts and those big abscesses. I love seeing that. You ever watch
wax?
That? Yeah. You ever see that show? Do you watch that or you try to avoid that type of stuff?
No, I can't watch that stuff.
Oh, I love that. Those big benign lumps on people's, and they numb it up with the needle, and they cut it, and they slice it, and squeeze it out. Oh, I would have a field day with that.
I do. Road Warrior says, I have more cream than Diddy. Yeah, but mine are, I have all kinds of therapeutic creams. I just put everything on there and hope it goes away.
Yeah, and yours are probably all different.
That's right. Tony's like, it rubs the lotion on its skin. It rubs the lotion on its skin.
I told Robin to put the lotion in the basket, but she didn't get it.
Of course not. All right, let's get caught up in the world of news. Great to see you, Wayne. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, let's get a news update. It's time for we haven't done this in a long time. Dawn Stensland's Big Three at 9:14.
It's the Big Three and Nine on Kale and Company.
And we are sponsored this morning by D&K Appliances. So, number one, we do have a delay of the Menendez brothers. So this morning, just hours before this long-awaited critical hearing in Eric and Lyle Menendez attempts to get out of jail, the L.A. County District Attorney's Office, this is the prosecutor, the DA's office, they want to put things on hold. So I don't have word if the judge agrees. They were supposed to be in court within the past 15 minutes. So it looks like there's a delay in this as the high-stakes resentencing hearing that could bring them one step closer to potential freedom, despite the objections from the DA, the newer DA that we've talked about, Nathan Hochman.
Well, I tell you what, L.A. was a wild time from 1989 to about 94 between Menendez, Rodney King, and O.J. What a stretch that must have been working in news media in that time period.
And don't forget the Manson family out there, too.
Yeah, that's true. Good call.
So we'll watch that one very carefully. We've been talking this morning about the fact that Britain's highest court yesterday ruling that only biological and not trans women, in other words, people born as males, meet the definition of a woman under equality laws. This is a landmark decision, and many are welcoming this by the government as bringing some clarity there in the EU, not here in the United States of America, but in the European Union. So a landmark case, much anticipated ruling centered on whether or not a, quote, trans woman, in other words, a man, a biological male, boy or man, with a gender recognition certificate called a GRC, and that's a document giving them legal recognition of their gender, whether that's protected from discrimination as a woman under Britain's Equality Act. So Britain's highest court says, nope, if you're born a woman, you're a woman, and laying the law down there.
It's amazing. The Brits beat us to the punch on this one. You're right. If you're born a man, you're a man. It's like Mr. Rogers. Remember Mr. Rogers used to sing it in his little song after he would change his sweater and Trolley came out? Yeah. If you're born a man, you're a man.
Yeah, there's a clip of him singing it. Yeah, exactly. That clip is now circulating all over the place. I'm sure they'll have it pulled off now because now they're going to go after late great Pittsburgh legend. Mr. Rogers.
Fred Rogers, right? I believe the first name was Fred, yeah. They're going to label him, he's transphobic, you know. That would be the label today if he was alive. Yeah.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
I
so
love that.
Yesterday, if you think cows are maybe make things beautiful in the neighborhood, but for a Bucks County farm, cows were running out of there trying to escape this Bucks County farm. So they had to corral them. Dozens of cows on the move. This was yesterday, escaping from the Curly Hill Farm in Bucks County locally. And residents were getting warned because these things were moving. They were running through the neighborhood.
Wow. They were moving.
In Doylestown. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. It's Easter. Shouldn't the pigs be concerned? Because ham is the official. Isn't ham the official meal of Easter for Christianity?
Yeah. That's right.
This is true.
By the way, ham overrated or underrated? I'm not a big ham fan.
Agree.
Agree?
Overrated.
Nah. Only when Andy Reid would say, "Hey, go enjoy yourself a ham sandwich."
Let's go have a ham sandwich.
Remember
yeah.
that? Let's go have a ham sandwich.
Yeah, right.
Apparently, they were spooked by the hot. We did. It was really windy yesterday, and apparently, that was what spooked them. And they just were they plowed through fences, and they were on the run. But they got them all back. They're back home.
Yeah, they were heading off.
Are you sure they don't work for Chick-fil-A? Remember when Chick-fil-A would have the cow saying, "Eat more chicken."
Yes,
they have eat more chicken things on their chest.
Love it.
I like omelets.
Oh, thank you, Kennedy.
Eat more eggs. We are sponsored by D&K Appliances, family-owned and operated, industry-leading brands: Bosch, GE Profile, Speed Queen, KitchenAid, and Sub-Zero, and much more. Their staff are all local experts guiding you through the sales, guiding you through the entire process, the delivery, the installation, the service. Visit D&K Appliances in Newtown Square or Flower Town, dkappliances.com. Thank you, D&K Appliances, for sponsoring Big 3.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. Lyndon Blake of Outkick at the bottom of the hour on gender roles and hypocrisy in media. We'll talk to her in about 10 minutes. We'll weave in some cuts as well. And then, of course, the music, the movies, and all the bells and whistles to wrap things up as we continue live here on Kale and Company. But first, a word from our friends at Natural Lawn of America. Because when you're choosing a lawn care service, it makes sense to hire a company that provides better results and is safer for your family and pets. That's why I chose Natural Lawn of America. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. And they use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green. From organic fertilizers to safer weed and insect controls, they make sure that your lawn thrives naturally season after season. But don't just take my word for it. Join the growing number of homeowners switching to Natural Lawn safer services and start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn that you can be proud of. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program today and you will get ready for this, free seeding every year. That's right. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding every year, call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Your lawn deserves the best, so call the best. Choose My Lawn Care Company, the locally owned and operated and family operated Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Lyndon, I saw your take and your content and your opinions on this Brave story. We played the clip a few days ago. We've talked about it. I really can't believe it's gone as viral as it has. For those who don't know, on the FanDuel Sports Network, which is the television network of the Braves, the two guys in the broadcast booth put the, quote, field reporter who was out in the outfield up to a little challenge of talking to some females that were at the Braves game, and they asked him to try to get their phone number, to which he did. And then left-wing media, those in ESPN's world and CBS Sports world, and all these, you know, sanctimonious virtue signaling writers and reporters were saying how bad this is. If a female reporter would have done that, she would be fired. This guy's a hero because he's a male. Let's get into this. And Lyndon, give everybody your take, because the gender insanity with this story, there, I feel like there's a lot of people trying to say there's a double standard. I disagree with that. What do you think about this?
I think it's absurd. That's why I use this mug for those that just tuned in. It says, "Donut, talk to me." So if the girls really didn't want to be hit on, you know, they could have said, hey, Wiley, don't talk to me. They were all in on it. I think saying that if a female would have done this and asked a guy fan for his number, they'd been fired. That is just not true. That is absurd. This is a fan. I've seen so many sports reporters saying that, oh, like, so now are you going to just, you know, not assume we're in sports to like date athletes? I'm like, there's 100% a huge difference in dating an athlete that you cover and asking a random fan in the stands for her number when Wiley's job as that field reporter for FanDuel Sports Network is to show you the sights and sounds of the stadium. It's to interview people post game, but during the game, he's supposed to just take you there to the ballpark and be in the crowd. And it was 100%, in my opinion, a very creative, hilarious bit that they pulled off well, and it didn't come off to me awkward at all.
And my argument has been that if the reporter in the field on the concourse level of the ballpark was a female, I don't know that the two males would have said, hey, Stephanie, try to get a guy's phone number. But if they did, and she pulled it off very well, and it was an entertaining bit, she wouldn't be fired. In fact, most dudes would be like, now that's pretty cool. She's pretty hot. I would actually argue that her career would accelerate and take off. I used the Hawk Tua girl, for example, a few days ago. There would be independent businesses out there, the bar stools, the Spotify's. They would be lining up to give her a platform and probably increase her salary tenfold. Do you agree with that?
I agree 100%. I do think if it was a girl as the field reporter and there were guys in the booth, and say, let's, you know, hypothetically say they set this up, they would have probably set it up just a little bit differently and been like, hey, Stephanie, we know you've been trying to go on a date all baseball season. See if that guy's available tomorrow night. Like, it's normal to be human and to interact with people in that way. I'm telling you, my single friends would die if a guy came up and asked for their number, because now guys are so scared to hit on you at the bar because of all this crap that's gone on since like 2015, that like, it's just a standstill right now in the dating world. Mm-hmm. Bring back old fashioned dating.
Yeah.
Ask for their number.
Make dating great again. Oh. Right.
You know what you do?
Great again.
This is what I do. And I'm 73 years old almost. And I hand the phone to an attractive woman and say, hey, put your digits in or call me. You know, don't you do that? You have somebody you're interested in. Again, not for flirting purposes, but you want to get somebody's number for a business thing. You hand them your phone, right? Say, put your number here. Here's my number, or you dial it. That's what you do. You put somebody's phone, and then you don't put their name because you don't realize who they are later on. I mean, Robin and I do it. My fiance Robin and I give somebody a phone, put the number in it so we can call you back. Yep. You still do that, don't you, Lyndon?
My husband's a college coach. His entire life is recruiting and calling girls. Like, this is like what it is. Like, it's okay. And to that point, the takes that I saw, and I know, Kyle, you saw some of it too, with some men on social media saying this was harassment. I'm like, do you breathe on a daily basis? Like, are you scared to like grocery shop? Like, if you think that is harassment, like, it must be a heavy way to live your life, because that was the most, that's what pissed me off. Mm-hmm. Was just fact that they were going that extension, which are serious claims. And it's so disrespectful to people that have really been harassed, sexually harassed, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Asking for someone's number is harassment. And with the girl laughing and going on with it, that is the most absurd thing. And that just shows you the state of the world where people are scared to live. Mm-hmm. Like, people are so uptight and so not funny.
Yeah.
Like, be a little unserious.
Right.
Have a little fun. I think you would look better. I think you would live longer.
Yes. Well said. Well said. Let me get your thoughts on the Title IX front. I know one of your partners at OutKick, Riley Gaines, has become the face of this. Yesterday, we had a Supreme Court ruling in the United Kingdom that identified by law only two genders, male and female. Yet here in the United States, the Trump administration has had to sue the state of Maine for failure to adhere to federal law. I just really can't believe that the Democrats and anybody in office are continuing to die on this hill of there's no biological difference in men and women. One of our guest co-hosts yesterday does jujitsu. She's 37, and she lost to a 14-year-old boy in jujitsu. If that doesn't tell you there's a biological difference in men and women with sports, I don't know what else to tell you. Are you surprised that they continue to triple and quadruple down on this?
I mean, at this point, no, because it's the trendy thing to do, and they love a trend. They love, you know, to do something and, you know, big groups, and everyone just kind of like groupthink with it. And I'm not surprised, but the irony of them saying that getting a girl's number is harassment, we got to protect this sweet angel in the outfield, you know, if you will. And then you go and let men and even the high school level compete against girls and take their title. I just saw in California at another track meet, there was a 300 meter runner or some type of hurdler that was a biological male that won the state championship. Like, that's not protecting women's sports. If you want to honor women, let women compete. And if you want to grow women's sports, because they're all about, you know, growing women's sports, everyone watches women's sports, then keep it women, because no one is going to watch men compete against women at that professional level. The last time I was on a team with a man, I think like they cut it off after T-ball, for sure coach pitch, mm-hmm. but T-ball,
yeah.
Like when you turn four, you split up,
right?
You know? And I'm just like, that's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
I played high school basketball and I was horrible. Like, I wouldn't have been able to take two dribbles playing against a man. Like, it's absurd. And you get caught up. And I think most people in America, if they actually would maybe even record themselves saying that, you know, no, we should let these trans athletes compete against women, like if they really listen to themselves, I think they would better understand how absurd they sound, because it's one of those things that there's biology, there's right and wrong. There are two genders. If you want to go be trans, fine. Like Caitlyn Jenner, like she knew, like if she was going to transition from Bruce to Caitlyn, she couldn't have competed in the Olympics as Bruce anymore. Like, or as Bruce, as Caitlyn. Like, it's just, you have to know if you want to live your life that way, that there are certain things you have to give up. Not everyone is entitled to everything in this world.
Yeah.
Is how I
By the way, it's what awesome. What was Mina Kimes' reaction? That's all I care about. If Mina Kimes is against it, then I'm for it.
Yes.
Because nobody is more triggered than Mina Kimes, who somehow is still an important member of ESPN's opinion programming.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And then, and then when you try to challenge her or tweet at her in disagreement, it's you're attacking her and she's a female minority. And I'm like, wait a minute. No, she has an opinion. I disagree. If she can't handle it, then get off of X. Don't be on television.
And there's so many levels to this. And that's what's very interesting. And I think more and more people, obviously you see the protests with like the fencing and you saw the disc golfer and you're seeing more of these protests, but a lot of these parents too, I think are really going to start being loud about it, because now we are seeing it down to the middle school level. And when you are a high school athlete and this is your time to compete for scholarships and all of that, and you are having that opportunity, that life-changing opportunity, be taken away from a biological male, like that is so flat out wrong. But that is what's happening. People, these girls in high school, they're losing scholarships, and it's just so absurd. And it's happened at such like an exponential growth. I mean, like 10 years ago, and you truly, you would be thinking like, why are we even having this discussion? Why, like this, we're not going to be arguing over this. Surely we can agree that only women should compete in women's sports. But no, like if you have common sense now, you offend somebody.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Exactly. By the way, most importantly, what does Clay Travis now, your boss, think about Tennessee's quarterback bailing and going now to UCLA or USC or one of those California schools?
You know, he probably is going to have to really just take a minute and deal with it, because that Nico was going to be amazing. But time out. UCLA did not give him the $4 million, correct?
No, he got
$1 million?
He's getting well less. He overplayed his hand in the NIL market.
Oh,
he looks like a fool.
But Clay's going to be like, that's just Tennessee for you. Like, Tennessee starts to have like a good thing, and this is like the man, the quarterback. And then I don't know what happens on Rocky Top, but
getting it wrong, that's what happens on Rocky Top way too frequently.
Lending, oh my gosh,
great stuff. We appreciate the time. Keep up the great work. I just started following you on social, and everybody,
are you following me, Lyndon? Are you following me, more important?
Tony Bruno, I am going to give you the biggest follow as soon as this Zoom ends. And I am, you're about to be 73.
Yes.
You got to drop the skincare routine. You look amazing.
I don't have any skincare routine. I look like a caveman right now. I haven't shaved, but I live in Florida. You know, the weather's nice here. So I go outside.
What part?
We're on the West Coast, the best coast, the Cape Coral Fort Myers area.
Gulf of America.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Best West Coast. Thank you guys so much.
Great stuff, Lyndon. Give us your Twitter handle or your X handle so people can follow you if they want.
All right. It is just at Lyndon, Lyndon Blake.
There you go. Lyndon Blake from Outkick.
Nice
great
to
stuff.
Meet you.
Good stuff, Lyndon.
Nice to meet you guys. Bye.
Thanks, Lyndon.
All right. Quick break. Come back. Find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show. What does Jimmy Kelly have in the hopper for the movie?
Uh-oh.
And what does Phil Almquist have for today in music history, as we are just 2 days away from the fifth episode of This Week in Music History?
All the Phil timers out there,
they're already lining up for the show. Stay right there. We're back after this.
My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, featuring the latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands. I'm talking about Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. And these models, with their sleek new designs and innovative features, are powered by the very latest in technology. And right now, Piazza has thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles that are available across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles always stands out. Visit them, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app. And now, the morning mystery movie clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So am I to understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
Captain?
Yes, sir.
These are exactly the kind of go-getters I want working on my EM-50 project in Italy.
Oh, but sir, these men...
Don't butt me, Captain. I want them on the plane tonight.
Gentlemen, it's party time, Italian style.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Oh, nice tie-in with Italy in honor of Dawn, and also, I believe, a drop that Tony Bruno used to have on his board back in the day.
Exactly.
Can you identify that movie? Caller 12, 855-839-1210. You'll get a pair of Fandango movie codes to see Thunderbolts from Marvel Studios, only in theaters on May 2nd. Good chance on May 2nd, Phil Almquist will be looking at what concerts are coming to town. Speaking of that, let's find out what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history. On Kale & Company.
April 17th, we celebrate the birthdays of James Keenan from Tool, who's 61, and Roy Estrada from Little Feat and Mothers of Invention, who's 81. We also lost Linda McCartney in 1998 and Carlton Barrett from the Wailers in 87, as well as Eddie Cochran in 1960. Heavenly birthday shout out to Rowdy Roddy Piper, who died in 2015 at the age of 61. Single Cool Long Cool Woman by the Hollies in 72. The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy in 76. Run Like Hell by Pink Floyd in 80. And Love Her Madly by The Doors in 71. Out of the Coup Desperado by the Eagles in 73. Iron Fist by Motorhead in 82. And REM's second album, Reckoning, in 84. Also in 2009, Morrissey walked off the stage at Coachella after declaring he could smell burning flesh. In 91, Nirvana plays Smells Like Teen Spirit for the first time. In 71, Joy to the World by Three Dog Night was top the U.S. singles chart. In 83, Joe Strummer of the Clash ran the London Marathon. And it was announced this week that Billy Idol's new documentary will premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York on June 10th. But lastly, on this day a year ago, James Hetfield of Metallica got a new tattoo, which included some of Lemmy's ashes. Speaking of Metallica, they're at Syracuse on Saturday with Suicidal Tendencies and Pantera. Guess where I'll be? In Syracuse. For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Unquist.
Phil's heading to the Carrier Dome. Nice work, buddy. All right, the Dawn Show is coming up next, and we find out what she has lined up 6 minutes from now.
Yeah, and there's so, as always, the news cycle changes, but now we have Trump blasting the Fed chair, Jerome Powell, saying his termination can not come fast enough, hosting Italy's prime minister. Will they have some of that frozen tiramisu together? I'm just asking, my God. Thank God we don't have that.
The gelato. You're killing me, Dawn. You're killing me.
Yeah. It's like you're the best. I would like sneak out of the hotel. Like, oh, I'm going to run. Give it a little. Because they have it everywhere. It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I digress. We'll talk Italy. We'll have some callers calling in. Some of you who join me. We'll talk all things Italy. The breaking news of the day. Some new information about this autism study and concern about that. But some new details. 11 o'clock as we've been promoting all morning. Patty Morin's going to join us, Rachel's mom. She'll be joining me, and we'll talk to her just about her take, even the media take, as far as her own governor, her own, you know, the politicians there in Maryland, the level of disrespect, and what it was like for her to be at the White House yesterday.
Yeah.
What an incredible and courageous experience for her.
Yep, it's amazing.
You know?
Yeah, if you need any of those Levitt cuts, they're on the show sheet and cut sheet, so feel free to use them.
Well, Dan has, you know,
okay.
He created it, so all right. he's all over it.
Good.
Yeah, so we'll talk to her, just her experience. And Caroline, I think, was so gracious yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we kind of got to know her during the campaign trail. Just I thought she was so gracious, turning to her
very much.
You know,
all right. Dawn's show is up next. Bruno, have a great rest of your day. What are you going to do, man? You going to go get some like cream for your chest? What do you got planned?
No, I got to go out to the lot and take down scaffolding today. So I may become the next. Greg Stocker. We'll check my hands over there. Have a great Easter, everybody.
You too.
Happy Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter, Buona Pasqua,
yes.
As they say in Italy.
Yes.
We love you, Tone.
All right, Tone. Have a good Easter. Bruno is out of here. Dawn is up next. I will be out tomorrow. Sean Farish riding solo on Friday, and then Farish will be with Dawn and I on Monday. The full band back together on Tuesday. Have a great Easter, everybody. Stay tuned. Dawn is next.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.